This is Pastor Wayne Waycaster. I hope you enjoy the message that's about to come your way, and I hope it's a blessing to you, or I hope it's a conviction message that will bring you to the knowledge of Christ Jesus. May the Lord bless you as you listen.
Now, I don't know that I'll be before you long this morning, but I've got a couple of things on my mind that I want to express to you. I probably have preached on the eagle before in your presence, but that's what I want to talk to you about today, because I feel like the church needs strength in the day that we're living in. I think we need to express more strength in our salvation than we ever have before in our lives. And so maybe by the reading of the Word this morning, by saying something this morning, that it might help you to encourage you, to give you more power with God, and to know that we have that strength of the Almighty God in us. Welcome to the Reed Town Church this morning. This is the house of God, and we're guests here this morning. We're the Lord's guest in His house this morning, and as a representative, as an ambassador of Christ, let me give you a hearty welcome into the house of the Lord this morning. And so I'd pray that you have a good day, and that if you've got a problem on your heart, in your mind today, before you leave this house, that you'll lay it at the feet of Jesus. Because he encouraged us to do that, instructed us to do that. But casting all of your care upon Him, for He careth for you. So if you've got a need in your life today, why, the Lord's ready. Amen. It's just a matter of getting yourself ready to express your need before Jesus Christ and ask Him, and He'll help you. All right, if you would, turn to the 40th chapter of the book of Isaiah for just a few verses of Scripture. 40th chapter of the book of Isaiah, beginning with verse 28. And the Bible reads in this manner, "Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of His understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might He increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall." But I want you to catch this next verse, how it starts out. It says, "But." The preceding verse that I just read, it said, the youth are going to fall and they're going to faint. But, I want you to catch that word, but, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. I want you to grab all of this next verse. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. A thought came on our mind about the eagle, and I've expressed this probably from this pulpit before you before, but eagle was created to soar. They're not a land bird. They soar high above everything else. That's God made them that way, and their wingspread indicates that they're a soaring bird, and they can just get on the current of the air, and they can just soar forever. Seems like, and with that, I mean, very effortless. And God made them that way. God never made an eagle to dabble around with the buzzards. God never made an eagle to run around with turkeys, barnyard. God made an eagle just to fly, amen, to soar above the earth. And God made an eagle to care for its young. An eagle, when they build their nest, they'll build it just as high as they can, in the very highest tip of the very desert place that they can find. Now the eagle has an enemy. It's a snake, a serpent. Well, let me tell you, folk, you've got an enemy too. He's a serpent, the devil. And that eagle will build that nest just as high as it can build it, and make it just as comfortable as it can for the eaglet that's fixing to hatch out of and they'll line that nest with feathers and the soft stuff. They make it out of thorns and thistles and branches and stuff, but by the time they get through with it, by that old mother eagle, why, it'll be just as soft and comfortable inside that nest as it can be. And she'll bear her young in that, and after a while, and they just rear back. I mean, the young eaglets will just rear back in the comfort of that nest, they'll just sit and wait for the mother to feed them. Isn't that just like a young Christian? We just, I mean, just get saved, and we just rear back in the Lord and just wait for Him to feed. Well, God's gracious, isn't He? Amen. He's just like that mother eagle. He takes care of His little ones. And I'm so glad that God takes care of His little ones, because I feel the least in the kingdom of God. And if He didn't take care of me, I don't know why. I'd starve to death. I'd just go away, I guess. But I thought about that eagle, and after a while, the little eaglets get a little bit too big for the nest, and then there's not much comfort there. Well, there'll be four, five, six of them, whatever, they hatch out, and the nest begins to be smaller than it was in the beginning. Ain't enough room to rear back and relax a whole lot. And so the mother eagle, she knows that, and after a while, she'll start thinning the nest out. She'll start picking the soft part of the nest out, and the thorns and the thistles and the brambles of the nest will start sticking through, and the eaglets can't find no rest. So they have to, after a while, they'll come up on the brink of the nest, and they look off, and boy, I mean, it's a long way down there. And here comes Mother Eagle, and she'll soar over them, and she'll swoop down by them, and she, you know what she's doing? Just the same thing God does for His children. Sets an example before. God uses the older folk to set an example for the younger Christians, and that's the way God. That's the way the eagle is. That it just she just sets the example for those young ones, and they haven't experienced anything yet. And so after a while they'll either pick up enough nerve, or she'll nudge them out of the nest, and they'll fall because they don't know that they've got wings. And did you know that all of us have wings of faith? Did you know all of us that are Christians, we have wings of faith, and sometimes, but we don't know that sometimes, and we need an example. So that's why I love to hear testimonies of faith in the house of God, because what it is an example for our younger folk to begin to examine themselves and see if they have wings. This little eaglet, you know, they'll sit around, and after a while they'll look at themselves, and they'll see their mother out there just soaring on the currents of air, and no effort put in it, and they'll look at themselves, and I wonder if we got that. What's them big things sticking out on her? I wonder if we've got those. And they'll begin to examine themselves and move a little bit, and those little wings will start to move a little bit, and the next thing you know, why, she'll nudge them out of the nest, and they'll fall. And Lord, the ground's getting closer. Death is coming. I mean, it's coming real quick, because they're falling fast. And here Mother Eagle comes and just got those big wings spread out there. She just swoops them under them and lifts them up, bears them back up on the rock, up on the highest point, and brings them back down to safety. God does us that so many ways. He does that so many times for us. Have you ever been to a point in your Christian life where you just felt like you were falling and falling and falling, and all of a sudden it just seemed like God came by and just caught you and helped you and helped you there and encouraged you? And so the eagle, there's a great lesson in the eagle. God made them to soar above everything. He didn't make eagles to mingle with buzzards and the ravens, and he gave them the power to soar. God gave you the power to soar above sin. Did you know that? God gave every one of us power to soar above all of those problems of life. Oh, they're going to come. I mean, but you got to grow up and realize that you've got wings of faith, thank God. When the problems of life come, well, you just start flopping your wings of faith, and the next thing you know, you're going to be landed up on the high again. You're going to be back up where you belong, and you're not going to be a castaway forever. And so I thought about the eagle. There's a great lesson in the eagle. Now, I told that little story about the sparrow there in the Sunday school class. They'll just about eat anything that's beneficial to them at all. An eagle is very particular in what they eat. Very particular. I believe God's children ought to be particular what we taste of, don't you? I know, according to the Bible, that what those things that God said don't taste, don't touch, nor handle. Amen. They don't mess around with carne like a buzzard. They don't mess around with dead things like a buzzard does. They've got their food has to be alive when they catch it. Amen. And they'll not fool with a piece of a dead flesh. And we ought to be the same way. We ought to have lively food. Amen. This is the lively food that we need to feed on every day of our life. But sometimes we get to the point where we let ourselves go in our Christian lives until we get to the point where we act like buzzards, whether we are or not. Amen. We act like turkeys in a barnyard or something, but we're not. Amen. Amen. God created us to soar above all of that. Amen. And to be an example to the world that there's something better than that in life. And every one of us ought to be an example to us, the folk that we come in contact with daily, that there's something in life better than the old drag life, the old thing, old habits of life. Bless God, we've been separated. We've been purchased with a price, thank God, and bought and paid for by the blood of the Lamb of God that takes away our sins. Somebody said, well, preacher, we all sin. Shame on us. Bible said, I write unto you that you sin not. That was the first commandment. I mean, that was the first thing that he wrote. John wrote to us. He said, little children, I write unto you that you sin not. But in case you do, you see, just exactly like this last verse that I read, but if you do sin, you have an advocate. You have a repenting session with God, which he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But the Bible said now, some folk that just can't wait on God. They want to work everything out on their own. I believe I can handle this. I believe I can take care of this. But let me tell you something. There's not but one way to take care of sin in your life, and that's at the feet of Jesus. That's at the cross of Calvary. Go to the cross. Bless God. Let your sins be covered by the blood of Jesus. Amen. We can't wait on the Lord. The Bible said if you wait, you'll gain your strength back. Wait upon the Lord. You know why he wants us to wait on him? Is because that gives us time to bring to our mind, our recollection, the things that God has promised us. He said, I'll not leave you. I'll not forsake you. I'm with you all the way. Even when you're falling, I'm with you. Even when you're on a downward trot in your spiritual being, I'm with you even then. He said, I'll not forsake you. So he wants us to wait on the Lord, and while you're waiting is a good time to reflect upon the things that God has delivered us from before. And we can remember that he's the same God today as he was yesterday, and he changes not. I know that sometimes we use a lot of illustrations out of the old Bible to open our eyes to who God is and what God is and what God can do and will do and has done. And so, but people will say a lot of times, often refer to it, say, well, that's in the past. But I'm not serving a past God. I'm serving a God, a present God. Amen. I'm serving a God that's in the present. And he's just as present and powerful today as he was in the beginning. He doesn't change. And so, he said he giveth power to the faint and to them that have no might, he increases strength. See, I mean, even though we think we don't have no power, let me tell you something, it's there. If you're saved today by the grace of God and you've truly been born again, there's an investment made in you as a Christian. There's power in you to become more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, our Lord. And so, he giveth power to the faint. I don't know. I guess it's just a common thing for every Christian. I suppose it is. At least I hear that quite often, especially very prevalent in the day that we live in. I'm awful weak. I'm just a weak Christian. Well, let me tell you something. You don't have to be a weak Christian because God giveth power and strength. We don't have to be weak Christians. We can be strong Christians. And so God wants us to be strong that when the battle comes, we don't faint and fall. That's what he wants us to be, is people that'll stand in the gap and men and women that'll stand and hold up the banner of Jesus. You might say, well, preacher, I'm not equipped. Yes, you are. If you're saved, you're equipped. You're very well equipped. If you're saved, you just haven't found out that you've got those wings of faith yet, that you can soar above all of that, that you can raise up above all of that doubt and fear in your life. And so I thought about how that we think God's too wary with us. He's not wary with us. God is patient and long-suffering. If it weren't, you and I both would be cut off this morning. But God is long-suffering this morning to us, that He might, that we might have grace and glory of God in our lives, and we might be filled with the glory of God. And He's that's why He said in the 29th verse, He gives power and strength. He gives power and strength to them that are weak. And them that seem to have no might, He'll give strength to. I've heard so many times, in this, even in this congregation of people, I can't do this or I can't do that. You know why you can't? We got an attitude of I can't. And we ought to get an attitude like Paul had. I can do all things. Anything you ask me to do, I can do through Christ Jesus, which strengthens me. I've had folks say, well, I'm too old. I'm too young. But let me tell you something. If we're saved, there's no restrictions on us what we can do except our faith. Through Christ Jesus, I can do all things. And so instead of reneging and say I can't, that's just like saying I don't want to. When we say I can't, we're just saying I don't want to. I can do all things. I can do anything that's required of me through Christ Jesus, my Lord. And so we see here that an eagle is given strength to soar. What God created an eagle for was to soar. Now, He didn't create sparrows to fly that high. God created the sparrows to sing the songs of joy. That's what God created the sparrows for. The owls are in the food chain, why they keep the mice down, you know, and the pest. And the peacock, of course, God created it for beauty. I mean, you know, they spread that fan tail, and boy, what a beautiful sight it is. There's not a bird, as far as I'm concerned, any more beautiful than a peacock. I love to see them. I love to see peacocks. But and then, of course, pigeons. There's a lot of things that we can study in the Bible about the birds. Pigeons were for a sacrifice, for an offering. And the quail, you remember when Israel was out there and when the Israelites were dying and wanted meat, and God just blew in a quail from the on the winds and fed them, and just came in and fed them. And we had a little illustration about in a lesson this morning about the manna that God just rained down from heaven. People were so greedy they wanted to pick up more than they could use. God told them not to. Well, they did it anyway. And did you know that by when they got up next morning to use it, it had worms in it? His spoil. God still has that same power today. And then the raven, of course. Noah used the raven first to try to find dry land. But it was a deserter. The raven was a deserter. It didn't return. But the turtle dove, the dove, came back at the appropriate time with a branch in his mouth, indicating that God had performed another miracle. Amen. Let me tell you something. We can find the vultures. They're in every church. Did you know that? There's vultures that wants to devour. And they just pick on old dead things and just keep a stink going all the time. And, you know, you find that in almost every church in the country anymore. People that just want to keep us stirring up an old stink, old dead things that ought to be in the past and gone. But they won't let them be. And I thought about some animals in the kingdom of God, too. There's a little thing in the Bible called a coney. They don't have no resistance. They're a little thing, a tiny thing. They don't have any way of protecting themselves. except one way. And God gave them the knowledge to have their dens in the rocks. Amen. That nothing else can bother them. They can go in a hole that a ferret can't even get in. Amen. And hide themselves. See, God provided that. God's provided for every living thing upon the earth. And God's provided for you and I today. Do you know that He provided a way for us to escape death? Praise His holy name. Everything in the world is going, every creature in the world is going to die, but you and I that are born of the Spirit of God, we're going to live forever. Amen. We got eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. You know what eternal means? That means forever and ever and ever. There's no end to it. We're going to be changed, of course. But I'm glad of that change. Did you know that a butterfly, there's a change from a cocoon to a process of change? Well, I'm going through my last process here before long. I was born a sinner. I was born in sin and conceived in iniquity. And I come through a process one time in 1954, and I became a new creature in Christ Jesus. I shed off that old man, that old nature, and I became a new creature in Christ Jesus. Now, after years of service, I'm going to make one more change. This vile body that I now live in is going to be changed into a glorious, glorified body fashioned after the Son of God. That'll be my last change. I'll be present with the Lord. Thank God. Amen. Glorifying Him for all the nature that He's let me enjoy down through life. I still sit on my front porch and out on my carport early in the morning and enjoy the sounds of nature. I still like to do that. And I sit there and study the things and the different sounds and stuff very early in the morning before everybody starts moving around and everything. I enjoy that. But there'll be a day, thank God, that I'll see the Creator. I'll see the One that created it all. And I'll give Him praise and glory forever and ever. But today, the most important thing in our lives is to stay in tune with God in the will and the center of God's will. For our days are numbered. Our days are numbered. Amen. I think the book of Job explained that pretty good. He said, God has set a bound upon us that we cannot pass. And we don't know where those bounds are. We don't know if it's tomorrow or the next day or in the next moment. But God has set bounds on us that we cannot pass. And when we come to those bounds and those stake markers in life, everything is in the past then. You've got two destinations. You're either going to heaven or hell. And in the between times, you can make a choice where you're going. See, I didn't have a choice to be born. I don't even have a choice when I'm going to die. But I've got a choice where I'm going to live after death. And I'm going to encourage you to make that right choice. Everybody can make the right choice. You see, it's not expensive. It doesn't cost you a whole lot. As a matter of fact, it doesn't cost. There's more benefits in making a right choice than there is in making the wrong choice. If you make the right choice, you're going to even live happy here while the rest of your days. It's going to be better than those days of an unwise choice, I guarantee that. And then, at the end of those days, when our bounds have been met, we'll move into a place of peace and joy forever in the presence of the Almighty God. I know today that everybody in this house wants to be in the presence of God. Oh, I know that none of us wants to die. I like the song the sister sung this morning. I just get homesick once in a while. You know why? Because seems like lately the other side's that way and this side. There's more on the other side than there is over here. I've got children and grandchildren that I love dearly. But I want to see Jesus. I want to see a man that loved me so much that laid down his own life that I could live. Because I was headed for death and hell. I deserved that. But he took my place. paid my pardon at Calvary, that I could have life. And I want to see him. I visioned him. I've got four little brothers that died many years before I came along. Died in infancy. Don't even have no idea, don't have a picture, don't have no nothing to remind me of them whatsoever. But I want to see them. I will. I believe with all of my heart they died in infancy. I believe I'll see them one day after a while. I don't think I'll have to have anybody to introduce me to them, because I'm kin to them. Amen. And not by the blood of human blood, but by the blood of Jesus. Because the infants die in the Lord. And we're going to meet again one day after a while. That's a message to you this morning. Short, but I pray that the eagle, keep the eagle on your mind. Hey, if the eagle can do this, so can I. I can soar above all these troubles of life. Amen. See, in a storm, let me put this in there. We're worrying about the storms of life so much. But did you know that in a storm, there's an air current that and that eagle will get in a tornado, hurricane, or whatever it is, and that eagle will get right on that current of that air and soar higher than he's ever been before in his life. But did you know something? He's just as safe up there as he was at the normal place where he stayed, because wings of faith. Wings of faith. Friend, let me tell you something. You've got something today that the world don't have. That's the faith in Jesus Christ today. And no power on earth can conquer us if we'll live good and clean. For the Savior who created us will safely see us through. Thank God, aren't you glad today that we have a peace with the Lord? I'm glad I do. And I want to thank Him for that. I want to praise Him for that.
Hi, this is Matthew Lawson, producer of the Reedtown Community Church podcast. And on behalf of all of Reedtown Community Church, we would like to thank ChristianPotter.com for providing the services to allow us to host our podcast. And we ask that God will continue to bless ChristianPotter.com and the people who work behind it. Thank you very much, and God bless you.